जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकचार्य हस्ततरुष श्रीमद् हस्तवाइन ग्रेस शील अभाय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदंत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर बीबीटी फाउंडर शील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री मथुर धाम की श्री नीलचल जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की गंगा मही की यमुना मही की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की अंतराज श्रीमद भागवताम की शिल व्यास देव की गुरु परंपरा की भक्ति वेदांत प्रपोज की नेताई गौ प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग गौ प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल So my humble request is that you switch off your cell phones and put it away so you don't get any darshan of it. Unless you are a stubborn servant of your cell phone, you decide, I can still tolerate. And my second humble request is that if you are chanting extra rounds of japa during Kartik Mass, and if that is your priority right now, then you can kindly excuse yourself and chant your japa somewhere else where you can hear your japa. Because you cannot do two things at one time, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and hearing your japa. It's not possible. You're doing a disservice to both. So my humble request, if you want to chant Hare Krishna, which is none different from the Supreme Lord, your japa, then you can excuse yourself. I don't mind. And chant your japa elsewhere. Otherwise, you can stay for Srimad Bhagavatam class and hear from Srila Prabhupada's purports and Srila Vyasadeva and Srila Sukadeva Goswami. And I'll try to be a humble medium in that way. Is that a good enough request? Yeah. Thank you very much. And if somebody's cell phone rings, then I may give you a transcendental reward which you may not be able to handle. It could be like an open heart surgery without anesthesia, something. Thank you for your kindness and understanding. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are covering three texts from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, entitled the Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves. So we should put text number 25 on the board, and I'll just read myself, no response, text 23 and 24, which has a one-line purport, and then text 25 has a longer purport. So text 23. Tato nipan madana majalepana lankara raksha tilakashana dibi samla litaha swacharitai prahasayan Sayam gato yama yamena madhava. In the translation by Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, O Maharaj Parikshit, as required according to the scheduled round of his pastimes, Krishna returned in the evening, entered the house of each of the cowherd boys, and engaged exactly like the former boys, thus enlivening their mothers with transcendental pleasure. The mothers took care of the boys by massaging them with oil, bathing them, smearing their bodies with sandalwood, decorating them with ornaments, chanting protective mantras, decorating their bodies with tilak, and giving them food. In this way, the mothers served Krishna personally. Text 24. Gavastato gostam upecha satvaram Omkara Goshai Parihuta Sangatam Swakan Swakan Vatsataran Apayayan Muhur Lihantya Shravad Odasam Payaha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, all the cows entered the different sheds and began mooing loudly, calling for the respective calves. When the calves arrived, the mothers began licking the calves' bodies again and again, and profusely feeding them with the milk flowing from the milk bags. It's one line purport by Srila Prabhupada. All the dealings between the calves and their respective mothers taking care of them were enacted by Krishna himself. And text 25, responsively. Go gopinam matritasmin. Asit snehar dikham vina. Puruvad ashvapi haris. Tokata mayaya vina. Someone can chant. Matajis, Vaishnavis. And the word for word. Go, Gopinam. For both the cows and the gopis, the elderly cowherd women. Ma Trita, motherly affection. Asmin, unto Krishna. Asit, there ordinarily was sneha of affection, riddhikam, any increase, vina, without, purahavat, like before, ashu, there was among the cows and gopis. Api, although, hare, of Krishna. Tokata, Krishna is my son. Mayaya vina, without Maya. You can repeat the translation some words at a time after me. Previously, from the very beginning, the gopis had motherly affection for Krishna. Indeed, their affection for Krishna exceeded even their affection for their own sons. In displaying their affection, they are thus distinguished between Krishna and their sons. But now that distinction disappeared. Purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. The distinction between one's own son and another son is not unnatural. Many elderly women have motherly affections for the sons of others. They observe distinctions, however, between those other sons and their own son, and their own, rather. But now the elderly gopis could not distinguish between their own sons and Krishna, for since their own sons had been taken by Brahma, Krishna had expanded as their sons. Therefore, their extra affection for their sons, who are now Krishna himself, was due to bewilderment resembling that of Brahma. Previously, the mothers of Sridhava, Sudama, Subal, and Krishna's other friends did not have the same affection for one another's sons. But now the gopis treated all the boys as their own. Sukadev Goswami therefore wanted to explain this increment of affection in terms of Krishna's bewilderment of Brahma, the gopis, the cows, and everyone else, including us. Om Ajnana Atimirandasya Ajnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. One wealthy industrialist, either in Delhi or Mumbai, asked Srila Prabhupada a question. And he said, Swamiji, why are you building another temple when there are so many temples already in India? So Srila Prabhupada, he was a little bit angry, to say the least. And he asked this man, who is that person next to you? Now, in aristocratic Indian cultured circles, you never ask somebody who is the person next to you. That person either is your daughter, wife, mother or grandmother. You don't ask such a question. So eventually the man, being flabbergasted at the same time, you know, how is this Swamiji asking me such a question, you know? Anyone knows in a highly aristocratic cultured circle that anyone who's next to a man is either daughter, wife, mother or grandmother. Why is he asking such a question? So the man replied, this is my wife. This is happening in Hindi. I'm just saying it in English. So the man said, this is my wife. And Prabhupada said, does she have children? You don't ask somebody like that. Then the man said, yes, why do you ask like this? Then Srila Prabhupada said, there's so many children loitering on the street. Why didn't you adopt one of them? Why you got your own children? Did Prabhupada answer his question, why we have our own temples? Prabhupada answered his question, yes. So similarly, a Mother Yasoda's beloved son is Krishna. The son is not the son of the elderly gopis. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arya Sabya. There's only one Krishna. Even if Krishna expands, he is still that one Krishna in that way. So we give a disclaimer here. A pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada says that it is actually not possible even for someone who is Brahman realized we may consider it even an impersonal or a paramatma vadi to actually understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Srila Prabhupada says in this particular purport in Bhagavad Gita, even the demigods are sort of confused about Krishna. Muyanti yat surayaha. They are also confused. Even the demigods. Because Krishna says, no one knows me as I am. Only I know myself as I am. Otherwise you can take the place of Krishna, which is not kind of possible like that. But if somebody actually understands Krishna limitedly, samahatma sudulabha, they're very rare. Such great souls are very rare. And then Srila Prabhupada says, unless one sincerely practices Krishna consciousness, what to speak of those who are scholars and philosophers who don't practice like that? They are considered in the basic standard of pure devotional service. They may know only something about Krishna, but that is sufficient for such a pure devotee. That is sufficient for pure devotee. The Brahma Samhita gives that nice example where Srila Prabhupada has quoted in many of his purports that Krishna expands himself as Vishnu. Krishna does not expand himself as Krishna. Krishna expands himself as Vishnu into the cowherd boys, into the form of the cowherd boys and the cows. Yeah. And the nice example is given that when a bright candle kindles, you know, a sort of another candle, right, there's no difference in the power of the candle that is kindled by the original one. But there's only one original candle that lights the other candles and has the same power. But one original candle, and that is Krishna. So, in this particular canto also, in chapter 9, beautifully explained by Srila Prabhupada, chapter 9, Mata Yasoda binds Lord Krishna, text number 3. I'm just reading the purport to this particular text. Very beautiful. Anyone who desires to be Krishna conscious in motherly affection, because this word is used in the verse, today's verse, motherly affection, or parental affection, should contemplate the bodily features of Mother Yasoda. She is original. There's only one Mother Yasoda and one Krishna. It is not that one should desire to become like Yasoda, for this is Mayavad. Either in parental affection or conjugal love, friendship or servitorship, in any way, we must follow in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, not try to become like them. Therefore, this description is provided here. Advanced devotees must cherish this description, always thinking of Mother Yasoda's features, how she was dressed, how she was working and perspiring, how beautifully the flowers were arranged in her hair, and so on. One should take advantage of the full description provided here by thinking of Mother Yasoda in maternal affection for Krishna. So what does this practically indicate? That although the elderly gopis desired to be like Mother Yasoda, that's about it. Like Mother Yasoda, but not Mother Yasoda. See? So when they were showering the motherly affection onto the expansion of Krishna in the form of the cowherd boys, and the cows in relation to the calves who were expanded by Krishna also. It is like Krishna, but not the original Krishna. The original Krishna only belongs to Madhyasattva. And therefore later on you'll see in the chapter that how, you know, and even in the next chapters, that these calves and cowherd boys, they expand into four-armed Vishnu forms. It's a little different. Why has this happened? It happens because this pastime is happening in Gokul Vrindavan. This Vrindavan where we are in. Boma, earthly, Vraj Mandala and Vrindavan. So these elderly gopis have to be trained and be promoted to enter into Golok Vrindavan. See? So even though these elderly gopis were friends of Mother Yasoda and Mother Rohini, but they allowed themselves, you could say in one sense, to serve Krishna in the form of their sons, so-called sons. But they are not directly, Prabhupada says in another place, Krishna's mothers. He actually says this in the sixth chapter of the same canto, like that. But they wanted to have the same chance as a Rohini or Yasoda, but the chance is given for them to go back to Golok from Gokul Vrindavan, from Boma Vrindavan. That's why this pastime happened. See? And Srila Prabhupada says that when they actually go to Golok, then they become like mothers-in-laws of Krishna. They become like servants of Krishna and so on. By doing this act of breastfeeding their sons who are actually Krishna expanded into their sons. So although the gopis and the other inhabitants of Vrindavan have the same affection and, you could say, attachment for their own husbands and for their home, Prabhupada said, but their central affection was for, is for, and will be for forever, for Krishna. Their central attraction is for Krishna in a transcendental relationship. And therefore, by doing this act, Prabhupada says, they are guaranteed to be promoted to Goloka Vrindavan in the next life and live eternally with Krishna in Goloka. That's why this pastime happened. Okay? So I'm a timekeeping person. So we'll end on time. But I'll end after the comments and questions with a Prabhupada anecdote. So anybody has any comments or questions to ask, you're welcome to do so now. Microphone to Pancha Gaudiya Prabhu.
Understand all the intricacies of Krishna's expansions in Vishnu form, original Krishna, and, you know, different manifestations. I know we should know the appearance of Krishna and his activities, but how much should we strain our brain and intellectual ability to understand how all this works?
Relationship with Radha Krishna is a language of the heart, not the brain. That's one, as a principle. This chapter is called from Brahma Vimoha and Lila. So Vimoha means bewilderment. When one becomes bewildered by someone, one becomes more deeply attached to them. One becomes more deeply attached to them. Srila Prabhupada was giving a talk Srimad Bhagavatam class. And he had many female bodied disciples who were stunningly beautiful. So one of them happened to walk into the class and sort of make a way, not to the front, you know, but make a way so that she can get a proper position of seating on the floor so that she can see Prabhupada directly. So when she walked in, Srila Prabhupada, while speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam, when he walked in, his eyes went to her. And his eyes followed, you know, his eyes followed. And everyone could see that while Prabhupada is speaking, his eyes followed. She was stunningly beautiful, externally followed. And when she sat down, then Srila Prabhupada acknowledged. And he continued speaking as he was speaking before. Like that. Then he paused. And he said, I see her. Because everyone was watching where he's watching and they also saw. I see her for Krishna's sense gratification. But you see her for your own sense gratification. So why I gave this example is because when one becomes bewildered by someone, one wants to enjoy the person. And your bewilderment for that person, you'll never understand. You'll never understand. You'll never understand. Yes. So that's vimoha. When you're bewildered by something or someone or some activity, it's not that it'll come into your brain, let me understand why I'm bewildered. It never happens. All that happens to you, you develop some sense to enjoy. To enjoy. But with Krishna, when we get bewildered by Krishna, we don't want to enjoy Krishna, we want to serve. And when we see others are bewildered by something, and we are bewildered, but our bewilderment means, oh, I'm bewildered by her, but she is good enough for Krishna's sense gratification. So we do get bewildered. We do get, even myself as a sannyasi, I get bewildered. But I have to remind myself that this person is for Krishna's sense gratification. Not for my sense gratification. See? Srila Prabhupada gave another example, which is quite an example. Srila Prabhupada said, you know, by external standards, if somebody is repulsed and attracted by external standards, you'll get an ugly woman, like Kakati, you know, like a monkey. But you'll get a very handsome man. Now somebody will say, how is that? That they are together, he's such a nice looking person and she's not so nice to look at. How is that he is attached to her? That is bewilderment. That cannot be explained. See? Or similarly you get a not so good looking, like a, let's say Beauty and the Beast or something, you know. Like that. How is that? You're not going to bother your brain or intellect to find it. Prabhupada said that is plain Maya. Plain Maya. But we are concerned with Yoga Maya, not Mahamaya. See? So therefore bewilderment of Krishna is very good. Otherwise you'll be bewildered by the false glitter of the material world, which we don't understand also. I'm not sure if I'm responding to your query.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Of course, in the material philosophy, one is bewildered. He hates more than a person.
Not necessarily.
Well, sometimes.
In material world, I'll take your question further if you do have. I'm just going to comment on this part.
I have a question. That is my comment.
Oh, good, good. Thank you. Now, you know, it's like this. The material world is actually very confusing, to say the least. It's complicated. You know, I love to hate you. Then it changes. I hate to love you. Who can understand that? Who can understand that? It's plain Maya. It's very, very bewildering. So therefore, rather be bewildered by Radha Krishna. Be bewildered by them. And you'll be okay. And continue to be bewildered. Then you'll, the attachment deepens and heightens. Oh, I see my old friend in the back. Devaki Nandan Prabhu Kija. Hare Krishna. Welcome to Sri Vrindavan Dham. I came before you this time. Hare Krishna.
These expansions of Lord Krishna, they are Lord Krishna himself, the cowherd boys and the cows.
An expansion cannot be the Lord himself. It's an expansion.
Yeah, it's an expansion. But in Vishnu,
but it does the work of Lord Krishna, it does the service, it does the consciousness of Krishna. Just like one candle, and you light another candle.
Because when the gopis, their attraction towards their sons, is that the same as their attraction towards Lord Krishna?
But this is a promotional pastime. They are promoted to Goloka Vrindavan by going through this pastime.
So who are they? They are not Krishna?
Who?
The cowherd boys.
Themselves.
Yeah, because Krishna expanded himself with the cowherd boys.
Yes.
Krishna can do that. Mystically, we can only expand up to 8 forms. But Krishna can expand himself unlimitedly. So the calves, they're also Krishna themselves. And the cowherd boys, they're also Krishna himself.
Correct. Is that a comment?
You can correct me if I'm wrong.
You are not wrong, but you just bewildered me more. That's the word. Which is part of the Leela.
Bewilderment. That's...
Yeah. The more you get bewildered by Radha Krishna, the more you become attached to them. The more you become... If a husband is not bewildered by his wife, he can't be attached. Oh yeah, clearly. It becomes boring. It's like useless. Go for another one. And if a wife is not bewildered by her husband, she cannot be wife. And if they're not bewildered by the niceties of the growing up children, they cannot increase their affection for them. I've seen one little child. The mother asks, who is this? The child cannot pronounce words well. He says, Pa, Pa. Indicating Prabhupada. Ah, he recognized Prabhupada. He's only saying Pa, Pa, not Prabhupada. But it's very endearing. It's very... That bewilders the mother. So we should become more bewildered by Radha Krishna. Shrestha Prabhu? Yes. Thank you, Janardhan Maharaj, for the comment.
A few days ago, there was another previous verse saying that Krishna was sitting in the center and all the gopas were sitting around him looking at his eyes, and they were sitting like a lotus flower. Every petal was, you know, overlapping each other so that nobody can separate from Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Then how can Brahma steal them?
How can?
How can Brahma steal them? How can Brahma separate from Krishna?
For how long did Brahma steal them? For how long? Anyone? For how long did Brahma steal? One moment, but the blink of an eye. That's it. which can be expanded to 1 year, but counter, but one moment. So Brahma did not actually steal that. For one moment he did that. Did he actually steal from Brahma's perspective? No. Krishna arranged it so that these elderly gopis be promoted from this Boma Vrindavan to Golok Vrindavan.
The purport Prabhupada says on the same words.
Yes.
That devotees, if they are attached to Krishna.
Yes, in Prabhupada.
They will not be separated.
Yes, in the purport, so Prabhupada gives a purport for sadhana bhakti. For? You'll see in Prabhupada's purport, sometimes it's a little different from the verse, including in Bhagavad Gita. But Prabhupada gives the purport because if anybody who reads this 10th canto, they are not within the Leela Shakti of the Lord. They're not within the? They're in their own Leela, in the material world. So when Prabhupada gives the purport, he has to purify the reader to come to pure Krishna consciousness. But the verses themselves are within the Leela Shakti, or pastime potency of the Lord, and Brahma is within that pastime potency. It's not that type of soul to be given a lesson, so to speak. He's the head of our sampradaya.
Can I rely a little bit on this one?
Yes, you're welcome for your words of wisdom. Go ahead.
These cowherd boys are in the same nature as the Supreme Lord, they are Chinmaya Ras. So Lord Brahma cannot touch them.
True.
The cowherd boys that were stolen by Lord Brahma, their expansions, bewilderment of Mahamaya, not with Yogamaya. So that's why, with 1 year, when Lord Krishna came back, the cowherd boys, the original cowherd boys, they're still taking massage.
Nice. Thank you very much. However, a principle means, because he instigated my consciousness to say something else, you know, Janardhan Maharaj. However, there is Maha Maya within Yoga Maya, within Lila Shakti. And then there's Maha Maya, which is an expansion of Yoga Maya that governs the bewilderment of the material world. So we are talking about a Maha Maya within Yoga Maya, to teach us a lesson by Krishna using his pure devotees, including Lord Brahma. For example, in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna fell into Maya, which is a type of Mahamaya within Yogamaya, to teach us a lesson who are exclusively in Mahamaya. Is that all right? For now. Good. Let's give the Vaishnavis, the Matajis, a chance also. If any of you have a question or a comment, there's many hands up here with the Prabhus. If any of the ladies, Vaishnavis, have a question, anyone from the side? Mandakini, anything? You good? Okay. Any of the Vaishnavis, Matajis? There's several hands here, but I'm just trying to give a chance to them. If they have any comments or questions to ask. Okay, there's several hands. Now who goes first? He's like, I would say you are more experienced devotee. Can we give our Balyas, a chance first? Yeah. What's your good name?
Hare Krishna, thank you. My name
Your name is?
My name is Aradhya Gadadhar Das.
Say this again.
Aradhya Gadadhar Das.
Aradhya Gadadhar Prabhu. Right, go ahead.
Thank you, Maharaj, for giving me a chance.
Yeah, go ahead.
Maharaj, whenever it is mentioned in the scriptures that you have to contemplate on the bodily features of either Mother Yashoda, or whenever it is mentioned that you have to follow in the footsteps of gopis, so in terms of practical understanding, I want to know that. What does that imply?
What it implies, yes. The purport I read is for Raganuga Vaishnavas in relation to Mother Yasoda. One time, there was a fairly young lady, Mataji, a devotee. She had just joined, maybe not even 2 years or so. So the Nectar of Devotion just came out in its print, like that. And she was like feverishly reading Nectar of Devotion. And any new book that comes out after Prabhupada translates and it's published, everyone like really gets into it feverishly. So she got into it so feverishly, the Nectar of Devotion, and she was bewildered. Which is a good thing, especially in the later sections. So, Srila Prabhupada is giving a darshan. And when Prabhupada was taking like questions, she raised her hand. I heard this from His Holiness Bhakti Madhurya Isletna. His name was Makhanlal Prabhu before. Bhakti Madhurya Govinda. He was there. So Srila Prabhupada was there, and then she was very enthusiastic, but enthusiastic in a in an innocent way. And Prabhupada could understand that. But she was also pushing. She was pushing it in an innocent way. Not, you know, not like, you know, I really want this, I really want this. So she said, Srila Prabhupada, you know, I'm reading your Nectar of Devotion and it's so amazing. And so forth. You know, I like Mother Yasoda. And it says clearly that one should follow a resident of Vrindavan, which is like your quest. Then Srila Prabhupada said, He didn't say yes, he didn't say no. Then she said, Srila Prabhupada is also thinking, you know, the coward boys are very nice, you know, like, you know, Sri Dham or Subal. Maybe I should follow them. So Prabhupada said, Then Prabhupada sort of looked away from her. She didn't get it yet. He looked away from her like that. Then she said, you know, maybe, you know, Lalita, you know, Vishaka, you know, like, reading about the past time. She said, Prabhupada, what do you think? Prabhupada was not looking at her by then. He was looking at, what do you think, you know? Maybe I should follow Lalita or Vishaka, like that. Then Srila Prabhupada turned around and he looked at her and he said, I am that resident of Vrindavan which you should follow. So we safely have three residents of Vrindavan which we should follow in their footsteps. Srila Prabhupada, Tulasi Maharani, and safely Srila Rupa Goswami. Like the other day when Daivi Shakti Mataji was giving a class, she said how Tulasi is a expansion of Vrindadevi. We should follow Tulsi Maharani. And we should follow Srila Rupa Goswami, who is Rupa Manjari, and Srila Prabhupada, whatever his inner identity may be. Is that all right? I'm not sure. I'd like to end on time. What do we do? He has a question. We'll take this last question. Go ahead. Rishi Kumar Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for a very clear presentation of the development.
I'm still bewildered.
My question,
it's nice to be bewildered.
I just realized that, of course, because Prabhupada also just said that Krishna was giving them an opportunity through his Leela Shakti to promote themselves by giving them a chance to feed him and become later on.
Yes, the reference is in the 10th canto, 6th chapter.
Yes.
at text number 39 and 40. You can read it. Yes.
So my question is, we understand that there gopis are of various categories, those who are originally eternal associates, some who are maybe demigods, some who are from sages of Dandakaranya, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. So in this context, we understand that these are not eternal associates, but who will actually, or sadhana siddhas or kripa siddhas, who will become later eternal associates.
Are you a potential eternal associate of Radha Krishna? Are you potential? Yes or no?
With your blessings, yes.
With my blessings. But are you a potential associate in the spiritual world? Yes or no?
Yes.
Does it answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you very much. What to speak of these gopis. So I'll just conclude by sharing one exchange that was shared with me and with us by His Holiness Kirat Swami. Srila Prabhupada, like, as a matter of fact, asked a question, and he generally does this, and you can ask in maybe Shruti Kirti Prabhu, he'll testify a lot. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada will ask the disciple a question which he'll give the answer to. He does that often. So Srila Prabhupada asked the disciple, what is the most important verse in scripture? Like that. And sort of spontaneously the disciple recited, you know, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata, that in this age of Kali, there is no other means, no other means, no other means for self-realization, save and except by the chanting of the holy names, by the chanting of the holy names, chanting the holy names. Then Prabhupada replied, no. And then Prabhupada quoted the most important verse. Yasya deve parabhakti eta deva tathagu. Yes. He actually gave this verse to us. Tasyeta katita hiyata prakashanta mahatmana. Yeah. So what did Srila Prabhupada say about that? He said, unto those great souls, you know, who have implicit faith in both the Lord, not just only the spiritual master, in both the Lord and simultaneously in the spiritual master, all the imports of the Vedic knowledge are not revealed, are automatically revealed. Automatically means these purports are given here, it descends by its own sweet will. It descends by its own mercy. You don't have to put any effort. You don't have to put any effort. It descends by its own sweet will. It descends by its own mercy. Not in the brain, not in your hard drive, into the heart. Provided one has implicit faith in both Krishna and simultaneously in the spiritual master. Spiritual master meaning in plural, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, and the members of the disciplic succession. But that still won't take us out of the bewilderment. It'll make us more bewildered to become more attracted and attached to serving the divine couple. Shri Shri Radha Shama Sundar Lalita Vishaka, Krishna Balaram, and Shri Shri Gaur Nithai and the Guru Parampara. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.